Hey guys.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Let's do an intro.
All right, Doc.
Check. Oh my God.
Check. Check. All right then. Welcome to.
That's
episode shitfire.
Episode shitfire.
It's smoking. But don't step on it.
It's steaming.
It's a smoking pile, this one.
From John's chest to your ears.
Here we go!
Okay, grab your purse. We're going on the nature walk.
So, in case you haven't heard this thing, I don't even know which episode it was in.
A previous one. Muppet Guardian.
Muppet Guardian. We started a series on New Zealand birds in which we'll play a bird song. And these jackasses have to try to figure out what the bird looks like and what its state of mind is when it makes this noise.
Like its mood? Contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it trying to communicate by making this sound?
Currently, I should say the score is 1 for John and 0 for everyone else.
What?
Hell yeah.
I got it last time.
No, you didn't.
He was closer with the colors.
Oh, yeah, we both got it wrong. We both thought the bird was horny as hell and it was some kind of alarm.
Well, that's still my answer.
Yeah, but I was closer on the what it looked like.
Ah, fuck.
So John is steps away from the grand prize of the reach around.
God. Was I aware that was the prize?
Yes, you were.
Shit. I got tricked into that one. Okay, we're going to see what my fucking answers are this time.
Okay, here's the next bird. Ready? Could you hear that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my guess is that it's a tree-dwelling bird. And it's relatively small, and it has some funky, crazy feathers around its head that kind of stick out. And it was just calling out, seeing who else is out there.
Okay, T-Bone?
I'm still thinking.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah. Okay. My bird, this bird that we're looking at is a gray bird. It's got one of those kind of fatter bodies on it. It's sitting in the nest, and that's its call for protecting its children for when it's being, there's something around it that's coming too close to the nest. And it doesn't have crazy feathers around the head. It has kind of a pointed tail.
All right. I figure this fucking bird's got antlers, hooves. It's got a brown head.
You don't want that reach around, do you?
big green feathers, and it was trying to say send out a hello to the soldiers in Iraq.
John, when did you not want to reach around?
As soon as I found out that was the prize.
Maybe he's right.
Amazingly.
Yeah, shockingly, this bird does have antlers and hooves.
And he's the Iraq hello bird.
Yeah. Okay, what's the real deal on this bird?
It's a Moorpork owl, a native New Zealand owl. And I think Warren was pretty close, actually, because it doesn't have any funky feathers or anything. But
yeah, it does.
Call is it's a contact call. It's a territory call. So, yeah. Well done, Warren.
All right.
That's a pretty high-pitched hoot for an owl.
Yeah, well, the first part of the call, if you want to play it again, is supposed to sound like more pork. That's why it got its name. But I'll be fucked if that's what it sounds like.
That's supposed to sound like the words more pork?
Yes.
Someone was hungry when they thought of that.
Yeah, no shit.
Or stoned.
That's fucked up. Who named this thing?
I don't know. Some fucking...
Fucking New Zealanders.
Yeah. Howie Mandel.
Is he from New Zealand?
He's Canadian.
No, I think he's Canadian, sadly. But...
So it's now 1-1-0. You're going to have some catching up to do there, T-Bone. You want to
reach yeah, you hey, this to... is my first episode. This is my first time. This is my first whack at the old bird.
Yeah, you're
reach.
You're a whole one behind. You better, right. Better.
Well, it makes a difference when it's 1-1-0.
It does.
Like you're only one ahead.
It still is one, yeah.
But think about it this way. You've missed all the competitions until now, and you're only one behind.
That's pretty good.
This is our new segment called Dictionary Plus, where we've taken the conventional dictionary and added a few things.
Like plus.
Words.
Like plus.
The term belch is used as a kind of a loud burp. At least that's how I understand it. Do you agree with that?
I thought it was just the same thing as burp, but whatever.
Oh, I thought it was a particularly large one.
Sure, we'll go with
okay.
that.
So, but the term fart doesn't have a belch equivalent. So I wonder if we have any ideas of what it could be.
Well, fart kind of implies pretty loud, doesn't it? Because a soft fart would be a squinch.
Really?
Well, that's true. but the thing we're going for here, burp is to belch as fart is to what? Where burp can be quiet or loud.
Maybe
okay, so
like
what's
fart.
Your what's your proposal?
Well, I know it shouldn't
I like
be felch.
That one. No, that's a different one. Although they might be related. Probably one leads to the other, I'm thinking.
Not Could. Good. Not good.
Not on anyway. Purpose, though.
So, do you have a proposal for what the word would be? Or
I do.
All right.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Here it is. Loud fart.
That's a fucking horrible idea.
It's all one word, though.
It's an 8-letter word. Loud it's like fart. The Germans. That's all they do.
Yeah,
they just put
words together.
It's a loud right? fart.
Well, I'm glad it's all settled.
I like brack.
I like brack
as well.
You'd
have to say it with the, you'd have to say it
roll
with
the R.
Rolled R. Yeah.
What is that?
That's a really loud fart.
Brack.
Brack!
Whoa. I think you blew up Skype.
I tell you.
Skype censored him there. Like, fuck, I don't think we want to hear that. Well, that's not bad.
Because I think everyone would know what you meant immediately if you said it.
I know what you meant.
Maybe yeah. that should be even a more general term for just any bodily emission that's very loud.
Mm.
Such
what
as
other
pee.
Bodily A really loud piss.
Well, if you get a lot of pressure going, you might hear a squealing. I don't know.
Squealing.
No, that's the felching again.
Oh, yeah. Well, the shit fire is just smoldering now.
We've cooked up a nice one for you, people.
Yeah, that's the end of our shit fire.
I'm going to cut down on the peppers for next time. stings.
So you're saying the shitfire is in your pants?
Well, it used to be.
And now it's in John's mouth.
Good God!
Do you have anything to add to that there, John?
No. Let's do a closing.
I thought we were doing a closing.
Was that the closing? Sure closing.
Yeah.
All right. I missed it, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. Did we really do the closing? Did I blank out for a few minutes there?
You better
go
clean yourself up there, John.
Yeah.
You can visit John's chest online at limitedappeal.net.
Or you can send an email to his chest at maskman@limitedappeal.net. In case you're expecting something.
Such as chest?
Yes.
Anything?
Anything at all. This is what you get. Serves you right.
Okay.
I'm going to go brack now. I mean, brack.
All right, fuck you guys. I'm out of here.